Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. Good afternoon. Today is Hump Day, Wednesday, December 16th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local Hardy County news. With the holiday season in full swing and millions of people online shopping this year, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office is sharing a few tips to ensure your packages are safely delivered. Number one, have your packages delivered to your workplace or your office or a trustworthy neighbor. Number two, if you're getting your packages delivered, require a signature on delivery. Number three, if you don't want packages delivered to your home, you can pick up your packages in person at a UPS or FedEx store or at a post office. Or if you're ordering from a service like Amazon or a pickup site that has its own lockers, you can use those as well. And number four, online delivery services will have the ability to send you delivery alerts. So that way you'll know when your package is delivered and out for delivery and such. Your local events, Relay for Life, will be on Friday, December 18th, Pioneer Park at the Nickerson Ulrich Building. Meal pickup will be from 5 to 7 p.m. and a live auction will be at 6 p.m. Your support is greatly appreciated and together we can find a cure. And on Saturday, December 19th, Boxing Out in Arcadia will host their first annual holiday cookout from 1 to 3 p.m. It's at 203 South Manatee Avenue in Arcadia. For only $3, you'll get two hot dogs, a bag of chips, and a bottle of water. If you're unable to afford the meal's cost, come on down and they'll take care of you. All proceeds will benefit the Salvation Army in Arcadia. And with the holiday season here, you might have a lot of shipping boxes that need to be recycled. So they encourage everyone to bring your used cardboard and packing foam for recycling. They'll have staff on hand to unload the donated material. Once again, that's on December 19th, this Saturday, at 203 South Manatee Avenue in Arcadia. Boxing out from 1 to 3 p.m. And next year, the Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. Tickets start at just $125. You can reserve your table or become a sponsor at hardycc.com/gala. Your jobs in Hardy County, Apollo Retail in Sebring is looking for a cosmetic merchandiser. You must be at least 18 years of age, possess a high school diploma or GED, and have a minimum of 2 years retail industry experience. Merchandising and or fixture installation is preferred. Lakeside Neurologic is looking for a switchboard operator. Requirements for this position are a high school diploma or GED, previous experience in a hospital setting, skilled nursing facility, a school or office setting is preferred. And your Wauchula United States Postal Service post office is looking for a rural carrier associate. Applicants must have a valid state driver's license, a safe driving record, and at least 2 years of unsupervised experience driving passenger cars or larger in the United States. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this on your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your 12 p.m. weather report, 73 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 72, mostly cloudy with a 6% chance of rain. Air quality is excellent. The maximum UV index is 1, low. Wind south at 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 13 miles an hour. The humidity is humid, 76%. Dew point is 64 degrees Fahrenheit. Cloud cover 88%. The visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 6,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 8:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, patchy fog early in the morning, partly sunny in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs around 80, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour in the afternoon with a 50% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, lows around 60, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming west after midnight, chance of rain 50%. Thursday, partly cloudy with highs in the upper 60s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour, and Thursday night, clear, cooler with lows in the lower 40s, north winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your daily agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Plant City berry grower and marketer Wish Farms is adding strawberry acreage in Florida. The company is adding 800 acres of adjacent land, about 600 of which will be used for production. Founded in 1987 and named for founders Gershon and Daniel, it was already considered the largest contiguous berry farm in the world. Farm manager Chris Parks tells thepacker.com this is very exciting and we can immediately start farming organically. The Alabama Cooperative Extension System and the Auburn University College of Agriculture's Department of Crop, Soil, and Environmental Sciences are partnering to bring the annual Row Crops Short Course to producers everywhere, on their own time and online. According to alphafarmers.com, topics run the gamut from weed control to market outlooks to farmer panels, and they became available December 14th. Each video is 10 to 15 minutes long and covers current research on pressing issues affecting Alabama farmers. 5 months after the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement went into effect, the U.S. isn't happy with how it's being implemented. Last week, the U.S. took the first step in ensuring Canada enforces all aspects of the agreement, and one of the most contentious issues is over the implementation of dairy market access changes. As reported by AgWeb.com, the U.S. trade representative announced they will initiate consultations with Canada to examine the country's tariff rate quotas obligations.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Many small businesses are struggling this year due to the pandemic. One group that is thriving, however, are Choose and Cut Christmas Tree Farms. Business has been booming, and many growers in Alabama are already sold out, according to Auburn University Assistant Professor Jeremy Pickens.
In Alabama, we don't grow the firs like you might find at the box stores and some of the Christmas tree lots. We grow, used to be Virginia pine. Mainly now it's Leyland cypress. That's kind of the southern Christmas tree. So they're mainly what they call a choose and cut operation. So you go out yourself, you pick it out and you cut it down, or you may pay, you know, a high school kid. So you go out to the farm and pick it out yourself.
Pickens says part of the demand is coming from people looking for safe ways to get out of the house in the pandemic. But he says it's also part of a larger overarching trend.
We were already seeing sales going up. I think for several reasons, you know, people kind of speculated maybe it's the millennial population coming to age. They want more natural things and they want to get those Kodak moments with the kids. Also, they're heavy social media users, you know, and Facebook is a huge marketing tool for all these Christmas tree growers. People see their friends out there with their kids, and so that makes them want to go out and, you know, get those pictures taken and post on Facebook.
You'd better act quickly if you're still hoping to buy your own Choose and Cut Christmas tree this year.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. U.S. industrial production increased 0.4% in November.
The Federal Reserve says last month's gain followed an even stronger 0.9% increase in October. Manufacturing received a boost from a rebound in output at auto plants following 3 months of declines. Even with November's gain, industrial output remains 5% below its level in February before the pandemic hit.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Stocks closing broadly higher on Wall Street. A measure of small company stocks hit a record high, as did the NASDAQ Composite. The NASDAQ up 155 points to 12,595. The Dow gained 337 points today to finish at 30,199. The S&P was ahead 47 to 3,000. $6.94. New York oil up 59 cents to $47.58 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. Lamar Jackson led two scoring drives after the two-minute warning, and Justin Tucker nailed a 55-yard field goal with 2 seconds left as the Ravens survive a 47-42 win over the Browns in Cleveland. Tucker said everything worked right for the game winner.
I've said this before, you know, the ball kicks itself when everything is working the way we expect it. And the ball was trailing right to left pretty significantly throughout the flight path. So I was just glad it stayed.
Browns running back Kareem Hunt said it's a bitter loss after erasing a 14-point second-half deficit.
Some of these little bumps and bruises don't hurt a little bit more because, you know, we didn't bring that win home. So it's just, you know, it's tough. You know, I go out there and leave it all out on the field every time I touch the field. So not to come away with a win is, you know, tough.
This is SRN Sports. Gonzaga and Baylor topped the latest men's college basketball poll, with Iowa, Michigan State, and Kansas rounding out the top five. West Virginia and Tennessee climb into the top 10. 16th-ranked Missouri, 24th-ranked Clemson, and number 25 Michigan, new additions to the poll, while number 21 Duke took the biggest tumble, falling 11 spots. 13th-ranked Illinois also slid 7 spots to fall out of the top 10. Just two top 25 teams in action on Monday night. 19th-ranked Rutgers beat Maryland 74-60, and Marquette got by number 9 Creighton 89-84. Idaho at number 1 Gonzaga was canceled. DePaul at 7th-ranked Villanova was postponed. Florida forward Keontae Johnson was following simple commands Monday and remains in critical but stable condition 2 days after he collapsed on the court during a game at Florida State. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your quote for today: English is so complex that fat chance and slim chance literally mean the same thing. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.